This is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch of the Ministry of the Internet, where we're saving souls $1 at a time. I was talking with a young member of my congregation this morning, a young boy named Leroy, and he was asking me, "Reverend Sasquatch, how do I find God?" And I said, well, back in my day, boys about your age would show God that they weren't afraid of dying. And that was important, you see. And he said, well, how do they do that? And I told him that what you do is you find something really high and you jump off it. And he said, "Well, that I don't want to do that because I would die." I said, "Leroy, you jump into water, son. That's how it works. You jump into water. Work with me on this, young man." So what you do, there's some place around here where they do that, isn't there? There's some kind of water hole somewhere with a real high jump, isn't there? And he said there was. So I said, "Well, back in my day, there was a place like that. There was this big old swimming hole where everyone would go, and parents didn't have any idea where it was. And it was said to be so deep that there was a railroad car at the bottom of it. And no one really thought too much about the fact that the railroad bridge was about half a mile from there. So how in the world would ever get there? I can't even imagine. But that was a story. That's what they said. And to one side, there was a really high part. And that's where you would do your jump. So it was kind of pretty. There was a waterfall part down lower, and it was about 20-foot jump into the water there, and that's where the girls would be, you know. So there's three vital ingredients to this. There's got to be a really high place to jump off. There's got to be rocks at the bottom. And that's when he interrupted me. He said, "Why do they have to be rocks at the bottom?" And I said, "Because there's got to be some risk. If you hit the rocks, you'll get busted up more than a pack of chiclets. That's important. That's an important ingredient in this. And it has to be someplace where young ladies can see you do it, and most particularly the young lady, if you know what I mean." So when we would do it, you climb up there. It was way, way up there, and you couldn't see where the rocks were. So what you had to do was go up this kind of little dirt path, and then you go running down this path and just jump out into space. And boy, you better hope you didn't hit the rocks. Of course, no one ever did because they didn't go out that far. But it was pretty impressive. And then after what seems like a very, very long time, you hit water with a bigger splash than you ever made in your life. Yeah, oh no, there is one more ingredient, Leroy. Don't let anybody talk you going in ahead first. That is a dumb thing. So he was noting all this. He was paying really careful attention to it. And then he asked me, "Well, how am I going to find God by doing that?" I said, "You won't, but you will have some fun and you might get a girlfriend, and I'm thinking that 2 out of 3 ain't bad." And so he kind of nodded his head and looked to me like he was going to go off and find himself some swim trunks. So this is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch from the Ministry of the Internet, and I thank you for taking the time to listen to this message.